The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Kuvav. We're starting a new part of Maseches Zvachim. It's a new part because till now we've been dealing with the last 100 and something blat. We're dealing with the different parts of the Avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodah Bifnim, all the Karbonis, the layout of the Beis HaMikdash, the Seder HaKrova, the problems that could be in that Krova, in the Beis HaMikdash. From here on, for the rest of the Masechta, we're dealing with the Chelik of Karbonis, the Chelik of Sidrei HaKrova, and the Dine of HaKrova's Karbonis that are outside the Beis HaMikdash. Shchutei Chutz, ironically, many of the fundamentals of the ideas behind Karbonis, certainly in Hashkofa, also in Halacha Lamaisa of Karbonis, will become clear to us only in the context of what's not. Very often it's like that. When we're discussing the Avodah Bifnim, there are certain ideas, certain nuances, certain fundamentals that might slip us by. And now, Yetz Hashem, the next 15 daf, we're going to have a chance to rectify and to understand some of the profound underpinnings of Seder HaKrova, Karbonos, Mizbeach, the different parts of the HaKrova's Karbonos, what Karbonos really represent, that maybe we're not so clear until now. We'll start, Be'ezus Hashem, with trying to learn Bi'iyun, the Parashan Chumash, which deals with Shchutei Chutz. Very often that learning a Parashan Chumash well gives the key to understanding the chelek in Teresh Balpeh, which is based on those psukim. Let's open up a Chumash Vayikra. We have Parshas Vayikra Tzav, which deal with Karbonis, the end of Tzav, Parshas Shmini, deal with the dedication, the Chanukah of the Mizbeach, of the Mikdosh. The end of Parshas Shmini deals with Dine Tumah V'Tairah, fundamentals of Mikvah, Tumah Tairah, Tumas Nevela, and so on and so forth, which Taharis comes after Kachim. Parshas Achrei Mois deals with a parsha, a chelik of the Seder HaKrova, which is a basis of all of Kedusha's Karbonis a whole year round, even though it's only one time a year, and that's the Seder HaKrova of Yom Kippur. The pinnacle of Kohen is Kohen Gadol. The pinnacle of Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol Bifnai Bifnim Be Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. The pinnacle of Avodas HaKorbonis is the Seder HaKrova of Yom Kippur. It's clear in the Psukim that the Seder HaKrova of Yom Kippur is the Briach HaTichon, is the Yisoy, the basis of the Kedusha, of the Tikkun of all Korbonis of a whole year, as well as the Tikkun of all Tumah that might creep into the realm of Tahara, which is in the Mikdash, Mufurish, and the Psukim. After that, the end of Parshas Achrei Mois and Parshas Kedoshim deal with Seder Teres HaKehanim, Seder Karbonos, Seder Kodshim, more fundamentally on a personal level, which is the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. Then the Parshas Achrei Mois has the Parshas of Arayis, which is the opposite of Kedoshim Tiyu. The mitzvahs that are in Kedoshim Tiyu are a hemshech, all the 50, 60, 100 mitzvahs that are there are all the Parsha of Kedusha on a personal level, the end of Parsha Kedushim, and then we have Parsha Emor, which deals again with the Dinim of Kehanim, the Dinim of Mayadim. Bahar B'chukosai is the fundamentals of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. In the middle of all that, we have an interesting place between the two Parshas of the Avodah of Kohen Gadol, which is the end of the parashios of Kedusha, of Klal Yisrael, of all the Karbonis and Tumah V'Tairah, etc., which deal with everybody B'chlal, and the beginning of Parshas Arayis and all the mitzvahs of Parshas Kedosh and Tiyu, which deal with Kedusha, which deal with Teres Kohenim, the Mamlechas Kohenim, the Goy Kodesh of Klal Yisrael, on a personal level. But let's be Magdama, and that's the Parashat Shkutei Chutz, let's be Magdama another Ha'or. We lay on Yom Kippur by Mincha the Parsha of Arayis, which is the end of Parsha Zachar Mois. One could say the Chumash is open to there, the Teres is open, so we lay in the next Parsha. But then came, then we would lay in the Parsha, which directly comes after Parshas Avodas Kohen Gadol, which is the Parsha of Shchutei Chutz. We don't. We skip one Perek, and then we go to the Parsha of Arayis. So obviously it's not just because of convenience, but there's a fundamental shayrish that it has to be laid Yom Kippur by Mincha. Furthermore, l'chara, there is no more startling contrast between the pinnacle of Kedusha that every Yid is holding on his dress in big day love on, he's not eating, he's not drinking, with Daimel Malachi Asharis, when we're standing beitzumish shel Kedushas Yom HaKippurim, and what do we have to be warned of? We have to be warned of the parts of the Torah which speak to the lowest and basest part of man. Arayis, Znus, and not only Arayis of Eishasish, but Arayis of incest, Arayis of Behemah, Mishkav Zocha, all the other parts of bestiality which speak to the Chelek HaAdam, which can be turned into a Behemah, and that's what we have to warn every single member of Klal Yisrael, Yom Kippur by Mincha. A very startling, a very jarring place to have to lay in this parasha. The answer, of course, is Heinein Advar. The Torah speaks to man when he's standing at the pinnacle of greatness, when he's standing on the Madrega that a human being, a boss of Adam, can shed his temporal existence, and he can enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he could be one Shtik Kedusha. The Kohen Gadol Lefnai V'Lefnim ceased to exist as a human being. He was one. The Zohar says on the Pasuk, in the Avodah of Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, it says over there, V'Layiyah Yishiti B'Vayah LaKodesh. There shall be nobody with him. The Pashas of the Pasuk is, there should be nobody else with him when he goes in. The Zohar says there should be nobody there. Either Kohen Gadol himself is a human being. Says the Zohar that the Kohen Gadol ceased to exist as a human being and turned into a Malach. For that experience when he went Lefnei Elohim, which is why we understand that any of the Tzedukim who were not Roy Lekach in the times of the second Beit HaMikdash were struck down in the Kodesh HaKadoshim because it was a mockery of that whole concept. So here we have the pinnacle of human existence, the pinnacle of what a human being can achieve in this world, the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, Nichnas Lefnai Lefnim, and we have that. What we're telling the person is, we're not always going to be at the pinnacle of our greatness. We're not always going to be standing by Ne'ilah with that clarkite, with that clarity of Yichud Shmo Yisbarach Hashem Elokim, with that total lack of Dveikus Ne'ilam Hazeh, that total connection to Ruchnius that we all, Kifim Madrego Seinu, feel when it comes to Ne'ilah time. There's going to be times in the year when we feel closer to being a Baal Chai. There's going to be times in the year when a person does not feel that Kedusha of being a Tzelem Elokim. He doesn't feel like Yitzir Kapov, like the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't feel like Adam HaRishon. He doesn't feel like the Kohen Gadol. He doesn't feel like Maimon HaSinai. And we remind the person on Yom Kippur, take that Yom Kippur, take that experience of being Lamala from the Olam HaGashmi, the Mala from the physical world, and bring that into the experience of a whole year round. You're not going to be there, but take that with you. Carry that with you. That even when you're standing at a part of the year where you might be tempted to descend into being a Baal Chai, Rachman al-Tzalam, like any other Baal Chai in the world, remember that you're not. Remember that you're a Yid who stood a few months ago, close to a year ago. You stood and you said Hashem Elokim with total certainty that the only reality in the world is being davuk by Kodesh Baruch Hu. There might be a message that the reason why we land it by Mincha is because by Mincha, we don't yet have the adrenaline of Ne'ilah. By Mincha, is usually it's after the inspiration of Musav. It's before the rush of adrenaline that accompanies Ne'ilah. Yom Kippur by Mincha is the low time Yom Kippur. That's when everybody doesn't have kechs. Everybody's waiting for the fast to be over. And we tell you, we understand that it's hard. But lahavi yodea that right now when you're at Tziklap, right now when you don't have the kech, you don't feel connected to Olam Hazeh, lahavi yodea, take that experience of being totally far removed from physical well-being, from physical control, and take that into the rest of the year. So this is the juxtaposition of the parasha of the Kuhuna, of the parasha of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, which is in Achrei Mois, Perek Dezayin, and Perek Yud Ches, which deals with Parashat Arayis. In the middle over here, based on that Hakdama, let's go now to the parasha of Shkut Echutz. We have a parasha of Shkut Echutz where the Torah tells us, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, the beginning of Perek Yud Zayin, Zeh Adover Asher Tziva Hashem Lemar. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael Asher Yishchat Shore Kesev Ha'ez Bamachne Oye Asher Yishchot, Michutz Lamachne. The Pesach Oyel Moed Lo Hevi does not bring that korban inside the mokim, which is designated inside the Ohel Moed, la'akriv korban l'Hashem lefnei mishkan Hashem, dom yechoshev is considered as having spilled blood, lo yishahu dom shofok, v'nichras ho yishahu mikerev, ame carries with it a severe penalty of koris. Leman, the pasuk says, Hashiviu, this will be the cause, Hashiviu b'nei Yisrael azivchem, that they should bring the korbanos that they are makriv al pnei hasode, because bringing a korban outside will cause people to bring the korbanos, will cause Yidden to bring the korbanos that they designated Lashem, to bring it al pnei hasode outside. Ve'aviyum Lashem, and instead of bringing those korbanos outside, al pnei hasode, which is an interesting way of saying it, the outside, why is the sode the opposite of the bayis ubasode? Maybe the base of English is referred to as bayis, and the outside is referred to as sode, even if it's in the middle of a city. Ve'aviyum Lashem al pesach ha'yomoyil la'koyin, v'zovchu zivcheshlam Lashem ha'yisol. The pasuk continues, v'lo yizbuchu oide zivcheyem la'si'irim ha'shehem zonim achareyem. The pasuk refers over here to a concept which we're not familiar with. Rashi explains this means that when they were makriv korbanos bachutz, they had in mind to the spirits of the natural world, shadim. Shadim is not a supernatural concept. There's a concept of the spirits that make the natural world run. Except that we're not aware. We think the natural world runs by itself. There are spirits that run it. We are not in communion with them. And this was a concept where people were nimshach to be makriv to las, these called lasirim, and we'll explain what that means, what the significance of that is. Ashehem zoinim acharem, that they stray after them. Chukas elom tia zois lohem l'dorosom. So there's a parashi of Shmut Echot, and the pasuk starts with a tzivui. The pasuk finishes with something that sounds akin to being makriv lavoy dezora, similar, which we'll have in Chulin. There's a concept of being makriv lavoy dezora. So the whole Mesachas Avoy Dezora is based on the cardinal avera of avoy dezora in its, I wouldn't say the word proper, but in its, the way that avoy dezora was served was bringing a korban, was bringing a blood sacrifice to the avoy dezora. Shchut Echutz has something in common with that parsha of Hakrovas Avoy Dezora. Zer Shteitu. It was in order to, V'lo Yizbuchu Oide Zivchem La'Seir Vashem Zayin Makrein. This needs a Hezber. More so, we find that when it's Mefurish this way, that the parsha of Shchut Echutz has something to do with Avoy Dezora, because in later Tkufis, when there was a sliding into Hakrovas Avoy Dezora, in times when the Malchei Yehuda were not the biggest tzaddikim, there was a time after Shlomo HaMelech, there was David HaMelech, there was the golden age of Malchei Beis David, Shlomo, and then Rechavam also was a tzaddik, but after that, after Yehoshaphat, Klai Yisrael slid towards Avoy Dezora, and thereafter again before Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and after Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and it says over there that the tzaddikim, the Malchei Yehuda with tzaddikim, were able to cure Klai Yisrael from Avoy Dezora, Rak HaBomis Loisor. It says at certain points where they were able to cure Klai Yisrael, but there was something left over of Avoy Dezora that they were still Makriv U'Maktir B'Bomis. Which means that the Avera of Aboma, which is Shchut Echutz, has something to do with Avoy Dezora. That's really a proper reading of the Psukim, like we're saying. So the Parsh over here seems to be somewhat Shayich to Avoy Dezora. But what's fascinating is, bewildering, is that the psukim continue over here, in Achrei Moed, Valeim Toimar, as a hoisofa on the parsha of, Shchut Echutz, the Torah says, with the same Agdoma, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, it's a flourish of a title, which the Torah doesn't use in many places. Over here the pasuk starts, in Perek Zayin, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Asher. Over here also, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Menage Asher. And the pasuk says over here, Asher Yalo Eloi Zovach, and the pasuk is Mitzave on Shchut Echutz. The pasuk continues, Alkeno Ma'atil Levnei Yisrael Kol Nefesh Mikem Lo Yisrael Chal Dam. Here's the Issur V'Asor of Dam. The Issur of eating blood, L'Choira, is Macholos Asuris. In areas in Halacha, one is Macholos Asuris, and one is Avoid Dezora, something to do with Karbonis, like we're saying. There's the din of bringing a carbon outside, which is somewhat of a branch of Avoy Dezora, like we're showing from the Psukim in Sefer Melachim. And over here, the pasuk continues with the Isser of Achilas Dam. The pasuk then continues with another issue which has specifically to do with dam with shechita, and that is the tzivui, the mitzvah say of kisui adam. When a person shechts a oif or a chaya, there he has to cover over the dam. Interesting, why only an oif and a, why the Torah is mitzvah only on an oif and a chaya, not on a behema? Maybe that has something to do with karbonis. A carbon is only shechted, an oif is bimalika. Maybe it has something to do with carbonus also. But what we see over here is some type of blend between a parasha which is shayak to carbonus. It's part of the proper Seder HaKrova. It's also somewhat shayak to Avodah Zarah, the Chomesh of Chamurois. It's also shayak to Macholos Asuris, and it's a prelude, seemingly, to Parshas Arayis. So it's dealing with Kedusha. Karbonis, Avodah Zarah, Arayis, Kedusha, Macholos Asuris. What's the take? What does Shechutei Chutz represent for us? Furthermore, there's a whole tzivui that we're going to learn about Mitzvah Hashem, the sugis, as they unfold in front of us in the next 15 daf, with this psukim in Parshas Re'eh, which also are mitzaveh on the Indian of Shechutei Chutz. The Torah is mitzaveh, and over there, it's not written b'loshon chorus, like it's written twice by us, that v'nichras ha'ish, a person who's a shoychit, or makriv b'chutz. Here it's only b'loshon lav, and we'll have to learn the sugis, what's b'lav and what's b'koros. The pasuk says in Parashas Re'eh, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Gimel, Yisham lachom pentalo ilasecho, b'chom mokom asher tereh. The Torah warns Klai Yisrael as they go into Yisrael, they disperse, they're not anymore near the Mishkan. Don't bring karbonis in every single place, asher tereh, whatever meets you are. Kim b'mokom asher yivcha Hashem b'achat shvotecho. The Torah speaks out that there's a place that's designated and that's going to be Al Pi Hashchina, that is the mokum to bring karbonis, that's the place to bring. And the Torah says also that there's a heter, at certain times there is a heter to bring karbonis, what's called a bomber, there's a heter bomber when the kiloi basal and aklo vel amenucho. The Torah speaks that out. The Torah only speaks that as a lav, not as the parish of Korus. So, and over there, the pasuk is dealing with the designation of the mokum. I mean, that's clearly the context of Parshas Re'eh and Shoiftim, which deals with the designated institutions. Oh, Klal Yisrael, one of them is the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach. There's a Mokeh Miyuchad, there's a Bayis Miyuchad, and there's a Seder Akrova Miyuchad. All that is in Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Akremois, as we're saying, is somehow shayak to Parshas Arayis, Machol Sasuros, Kedusha, Avodah Zarah. What do we see in the Parsha of Akremois that deals with not so much the imperative to honor the Beis HaMikdash and honor the Mokrim HaKrova, which is designated, which would seem to be consistent with the last 105 daf? There's a Seder HaKrova, there's a Mokrim Yuchud, and somebody who violates that place by being a Karma in a different place is over and alive. No, there's something else. There's an Isser of Shvichas Domim, and there's an Isser of Chamurois, Sheba Chamurois, in the act of HaKrova Bachutz. It would seem that the concept that in this parasha is somewhat of the tug of war of the two parashas the way we described them before. The one hand we have the parasha of Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, the pinnacle of Kedusha. The one hand we have a human being who can descend, K'maaseh Eretz Kanan, K'maaseh Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yeshavtem Bo, could descend to the level, Rachman Tzlan of a Baal Chai. A whole year round, or in most of our lives, our avodah is a struggle, a tug of war. All of us have two sides. We have a nefesh ha-bahamis, and we have a nefesh ha-ruchni, we have a neshoma, a chelik le-kamimal, and we have a guf, a nefesh ha-bahamis, that schleps us to descend to gufnius, into the world of balchai, the world of behemo, the world of instinct, the world of seeking pleasure. Most of our avoida is trying to pull ourselves out of that entanglement, out of that prison, and trying to live in the world of Kedusha. There is an avodah, however, where a person could take the world of Bahamis, the person could take the Ruach, the Nefesh HaBahamis, and it could be mala that he could bring that closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The prime example of not running away from one's Nefesh HaBahamis, not running away from one's side, which is schlepped, which has a force of gravity schlepping down into the world of Bahamas, but to be able to take that part of himself, to take that side of himself, and bring it closer, to bring it up, to lift it, to sanctify it, to be makrivit as a korban to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the parasha of korbanos. A person takes, that's the Ramban, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, a person takes his guf, A person takes his nefesh, a person takes, and that's represented in the behemah that he puts his name on and makes this the carbon of Reuven. The carbon was able to encapsulate, was able to hold within itself the ability to represent him. And the experience when a person brought a carbon, by the way, was the experience of being brought, the Ramban says, kilu chelboi v'domei hukte al gabi ha-mizbeach. The place where it's possible for the two worlds to meet, the place where it's possible to bring the world of Gashmis, the world of physicality, the world of Meshicha HaTaivis, and to bring that to a meeting place with the world of Neshama, with the world of Shemayim, with the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Mizbeach, and that's the place where heaven and earth touch. That's the place where Shalayim is referred to, Yefei Neif Meseis Kol Haaretz, the Yefei Neif Chazal Dashen, Mokom Shah, Shemayim Vaoretz, Noishkim Zezed, that there was a meeting of two worlds. That was a place where a person was able to be male, his gufnius, to ruchnius. He was able to bring his bodily, mitzius into totality of the world of karbonis. So that's what Kedusha means. Kedusha means for a person to be able to take his physical senses, his physical self, and to sanctify them. And to bring them close to Rabban Shem. The place where that's properly performed is the Mizbech. If a person is outside that world, he's outside Al Pnei HaSode, then what he's doing is, he's bringing the world of Ruchnius into the world of Gashmius. It's not possible to totally connect the world of Gashmius with the world of Ruchnius. If anything, what he's going to be doing is, he's going to be descending with Rachman al-Tzlan, with spiritual yearnings and senses, down into the world of Behemoth. And that's what happened. Avodah Zarah was all about a yearning to come closer to the world above, but not being able to extricate oneself from the world of physicality. They brought karbonis, they served, they looked on too high for inspiration, they looked upwards for their source, but they were living in a world of physical passion, they were living in a world of physicality, a world of physical pleasure. So Mela, what happened is, they turned the Ruchnius into Lasi'irim, Asher Alpnei HaSode. They turned that into Avodah Zarah. Instead of looking at the stars, the moon, instead of looking at the heavens and seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam, they saw spirits, they saw koichos that are in control of Teva, and the Karbonos were brought to that. The world of Karbonos is a world dafka bifnim, because when that Mokum is designated, that's the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that process possible. If a person steps out of the outside of the box, he steps outside of the Mokum miyuchid lekach, then he's in danger of having his Karbonos, his noble intent to bring a carbon oilah, will then turn into a zoynim achreim, lasir masha asha ololov. The place where a person connects totally with the world of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Yom Kippur. The rest of the year, avdavoydi is to be able to struggle and hold firm and fast against the world of Gashmias. So, the meeting point of the world of Yom Kippur, the world of where there is no Gashmias, and the world where there's a struggle against Gashmias, is Shchut Echutz, because the Shchut Echutz represents somebody who's distorting how, when, and where to wage that battle. How, when, and where to struggle with that mitzius of being male, the Gashmias, to a level of Ruchnias. Interesting, by the way, that when we bring the carbon La Hashem on Yom Kippur, there's also a carbon La Azazel. The same soil, the same wild goat that was brought La Hashem, was brought La Azazel. The Rabban says over there in the beginning of Pashat Acharei Mois that was represented by Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav, Esav also had spiritual aspirations, but they were tied up with Gashmias. They were tied up with enjoying life. They were tied up. He couldn't free himself from the lure of physical pleasures. Yaakov Ishtama Yishevayolim. Esav is a Ish Sode, Tzayid Befiv. And Esav is represented by Soir. He's Soir. He's full of here. Esav, Va'olu Mashiyim, Bahatzin, Lishpoy, this Haseir. The ultimate judgment against Esav will be Bahaseir. The place where the slippery slope to bring the Olam HaRuchni down into, to descend into the world of physical passion, the world of physical pleasure, is Esav, is that's the Se'irim Asher Pnei HaSode. That's the Soyer. The Soyer seems to represent that concept, and that plays itself out in the separation of the Soyer L'Hashem, Soyer L'Azazel. They look the same. They look the same, but they're separated. This is Lashem's Lazazel. This goes as to be sanctified as a carbon. This descends, is destroyed, and it's brought to nothingness. It's pushed off a barren mountain. And that's really the struggle over here that has to be designated. A person walks into the Rebbeinu Shlomo's territory, into the Beis HaMikdash. He's capable of picking himself up, the world around him. His whole experience of life is able to pick up. And that's what we're missing when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and that's what we had when we had the Beis HaMikdash. Today we have our little islands of Beis HaMikdash. We have a Pesach Seder, we have a Shabbos Suda, places where we can bring the world of Gashmis up into a world of Ruchnis, but the ultimate expression, which was a Korban, which was Mamish, the person himself, the experience of giving oneself over, that's only possible in the Beis HaMikdash. To do it outside of the Beis HaMikdash is to descend into a world of physicality, that's the world around us, and to bring a spiritual experience, the ultimate spiritual experience, which was a carbon, into that is a descent. In the middle, it's Chayiv Karis. That's the basics of what's going on over here, and that's the Pasha. There's another Pasha, Pasha's Rei, which is another concept called part and parcel of the authority of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mizbeach, is a parasha tzivui for a person not to undermine that authoritative place. A person looks, a Yid always looks towards the Beis HaMikdash for his ultimate spiritual high. He looks towards the Beis HaMikdash for his akrovus karbonis. To pull out, to bring a karbon outside, is a bittel of that yichud, of that designation. That's a separate parasha. Here we're dealing with a parasha which deals with a tug of war between the world of pure ruchnis, the world of avodas yom kippurim, the world of pure physicality, the world of pure bahamis, which is represented in Parshas Arayis. The place in between where that struggle plays itself out, and where the Torah tells us where and how and when the struggle plays itself out, that's the parasha of Shkutei Chutz. Yetz Hashem will continue this discussion the next year, by bringing up what the Meshech Chochma has to say on this topic.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.